The death of Charlena Lyles in an encounter with Seattle police will likely result in an inquest. Police shot Lyles in her apartment last month. Officers said she threatened them with a knife. In Washington state, only King County holds inquest to investigate officer-involved shootings. KUOW's Amy Radel explains what they are and are not.
Attorneys for police officers and for members of the public agree on one thing. Inquests are stressful for everyone involved. Derek Isaacson is a lawyer in Seattle who represents police officers.
Anytime that an officer has had to use force that's resulted in someone's death, it's very difficult for that officer. So they're essentially having to relive that in open court, in front of the public, in front of a jury, and they have to provide them with that information. And it's having to relive it.
Knowing questions of criminal and civil liability are still looming. But this replay of events is precisely why King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says inquests are valuable.
And the investigation is revealed in open court where anybody can watch it. So that I will defend that process as superior to one that happens entirely on paper.
At the inquest, a jury answers questions about the circumstances of the person's death, including whether officers feared for their safety. The findings go to the prosecutor and may be used in civil lawsuits. But families of the deceased often find the inquest itself too limited. At the inquest for Muckleshoot tribal member Renee Davis last May, her family wanted to ask how deputies are trained to check on people who are suicidal. But attorney Bree Blackhorse says the judge made it clear that topic was not on the table.
At the outset and at the end, the court told the family this isn't going to be a satisfactory process. The questions that the family really wants answered are more appropriate for a civil suit.
A lawsuit they're now preparing to file. But some families can't afford to bring a civil suit. Others say they want to help change policing and prevent future deaths. Pierce Murphy directs Seattle's Office of Professional Accountability, which investigates complaints against Seattle police. He says SPD does look at training and prevention, but it's behind closed doors.
And that's the force review process that has been created as a result of the settlement agreement between the Department of Justice and the City of Seattle. Unfortunately, that process is not a public process.
Attorney Corey Gilmette represented the family of Shea Taylor at a recent inquest. Taylor was killed in an encounter with Seattle police last year. Gilmette says he wants inquests to consider broader questions.
I think a lot of people think an inquest is to determine whether a shooting was justified or a killing was justified, and it does not do that and cannot do that.
Gilmette says another frustration he had was there's no right to appeal a judge's limitations and no way to challenge an officer's statement if lawyers believe it's incorrect.
We can't do anything about it. There is no opening statements. There are no closing statements. We can't call another witness to rebut what they said, and so it just stands.
But police attorney Derek Isaacson says if the inquest process is changed dramatically, it may not serve a purpose anymore. He says inquests originated in a time when it was hard to get the facts of a case. Now, he says, victims' families could file public records requests and proceed with their own lawsuits.
And the reality is, aren't you just then moving into a civil liability issue at that point? You're trying to lay blame as opposed to, listen, let's just look at what the facts are. And that's the idea of the inquest process from my perspective.
Bree Blackhorse says ultimately Renee Davis's family found the inquest process useful. But that's largely because the family and the Muckleshoot tribe were able to hire lawyers to represent them. There's no provision to appoint public defenders if a family can't afford that.
I'm Amy Radel reporting.